Hey, go! What's going on, my bald-headed brother from another mother? What's going on, my man?
Not much, my friend. Thank you for having me back on. I absolutely loved our last chat and definitely looking forward to this one.
For sure. And for sure, as y'all can see the t-shirt, and I hope some of y'all have actually used the link that I put, the Porn Star Course. How's that been going, man?
It has been doing good. We have been getting some amazing feedback on this course, just mainly in terms of the breadth of information that's there. I mean, I cover every topic possible, but what's even better is that the feedback we've gotten is like, hey, what about this? What about that? I'm like, oh, more content to add, more stuff to add. So I've got a long list on this screen over here of things that I'm going to keep adding, you know, and clarifying and just bringing more value to it. So it's been going amazingly well, and we're getting ready for Exotica Chicago. So this is our official booth that we're going to have there. We're right at the entrance and exit to the place. And so it's going to be an amazing time this coming week.
Oh yeah. Cause I saw that my homie, Miss the Glamazon, Miss Tyomi mm-hmm. Morgan, she's supposed to be on stage discussing things and stuff of that nature. And with the Porn Star course, you know, how receptive have many of the students been? You know, and how many of them had came back and said they didn't use some of the techniques and it worked for them and stuff of that nature?
You know, it's some of the students have gone in and said, okay, some of the topics that you had, I already knew, you know, I'd kind of done some research, but there's tidbits of information in there where they're like, I never thought about this. Or, and this is the biggest piece of it, is the paperwork. And that's where I'm getting a lot of comments on, is the paperwork. Is like, I didn't know paperwork's so important. They go, I thought I just tagged, you know, OnlyFans just wants me to tag, but then OnlyFans shuts down their account, whatever the case may be, or they work with a creator who's not verified on there, and they go, now the paperwork becomes extremely important. And they didn't realize how important, because I break it down in there. I go over the 2257, I go over the model release, I go over the boundaries and consent. And so a lot of them get value out of that. The other one, oddly enough, is testing. And they go, well, I didn't know, you know, and I talk about things in the course around the valid window. So the validity of a test. And I tell you, I attribute this to poor education in this country, honestly, but you know, a lot of them are like, well, you know, I got my results back on this day. So my test is valid from that day. And, you know, in 14 days, I'm like, no. It's valid 14 days from when they took the blood out of your system. So the draw date is when it's valid, not when you get the results back from your doctor, which could be 3 days later, 5 days later, whatever the case may be. Now, obviously, if they're using, you know, services like TTS or Clear and things like that, usually the results come back a lot faster, but it's still based off of the draw date.
Now, see, that's why I said men need to teach men about the porn business. Nothing against you women, but you can't teach a man, because look how he explained that. I said then women don't explain that to the dudes. Mm-hmm. You get what I'm saying? They just basically tell them, no, you need to get tested, you need to get TTS tested. But to some of these cats that's coming in, they don't understand the reason and why, the timing, and what the test mean. Because believe it or not, when I sit and tell people, the test is only as good as the last person you fucked.
Yeah. And if you go and get tested on a Monday, so you have your blood drawn, you get your swabs done, you get your urine done, and you do all that on a Monday. And then on Tuesday, while you're waiting for your results, you go out and you meet somebody at random and you just have, you know, unprotected sex with them. Even protected sex, honestly, can lead to things being transmitted. But let's go the route of unprotected sex. Yeah. Now the issue you run into is all of that blood draw, all of that urine, all the swabs that you just did the day prior are no longer valid. That test is garbage. So even though you get your results back on Wednesday and it says you're clear, everything is good, everything is negative, it is not.
No, it's not. And see, that's the thing, because also that goes to one of the things that we have to teach with girls, do not mention, which I'm telling you, some of you females, I need to mention this in your teaching. Personal responsibility about your sex life outside of porn. Because that's the most important. That's actually the key to making money in this business. Because until you understand that as a porn star, you have to make personal sacrifices in your sex life that will increase your chances of making more money, getting more opportunity, getting more shoots and all that. Because yeah. it takes one bad test and all confidence in you is gone. Yeah. You know, period.
So, yeah. You know, and my, you know, here's my point of view on this is that we all as performers take risks in this business. And I don't mean that, you know, we purposely take the risk, like the risk of doing sexual, you know, content has inherent risks associated with it. And obviously we all have our personal lives and things can happen, but you have to be responsible first and foremost in your personal life. And should something happen, because again, we're dealing with incubation periods. So you might be in that right window where the test shows negative, shows clear, but you didn't have enough in your system to actually show positive. And then a day or two later, now you've got enough to be able to pass it on. So there are things that can happen, the timing of those things. So first and foremost, you have to be mindful. You have to be aware of how and what you're doing in your personal life, number one. But number two is, when something happens, because it's a matter of when, not if something's going, it's a matter of when, how you handle it is important. And you need to be able to, hey, if something happened, you know, I need to notify everybody from my last two tests, you know, or from when I worked with that person to make sure that I inform everybody. And I'm telling you this from a personal experience. I worked with somebody who, after I wound up working with her, wound up popping positive on one of her tests. And I went and I notified everybody from the date that I worked with her all the way through up until the day that I found out. And I said, I'm not going to work with anybody until I have at least two clean cycles. You know, I have a month's worth of testing before I come back in. And I had to cancel shoots and travel and everything else. But I didn't know what my status was. And that's the biggest thing is I did not know what my status was until I got tested. I got tested the, you know, the Monday I got back into town. And then I tested 2 weeks later, 3 weeks later to make sure that it was completely, you know, clear and everything was good at that point. And it's just, that's the responsibility. And I let everybody know that I worked with and that I was potentially working with what my situation was. And that's where the responsibility in this industry really needs to be.
And with that being said, it was going to be a Savage Smoke, but before I know what we were going to talk about, y'all need to hear this. So welcome to the Smokers Lounge. And you know who I am. I'm Kavanaugh for Summer Champ, a.k.a. the Porn Rap Star. You know what to do. Find all my links with one link on mylinks.com/Porn Rap Star. Four sponsors to tell you about. First one being RossismMagazine.com. Hottest Adult Mag in the Game. Next up, award-winning, award-nominated, voiceover with your smut, and they even have a award-nominated virtual reality side of things. I'm talking about blusherotica.com. And for you people that love candles, I got you covered. Whether you love wax play, pouring it on your mate, and y'all doing some freaky shit, or you just need something to get the mood right with the smell. You get what I'm saying? I'm talking about none other than the Kinky Candle Company. They're on Etsy. The link is in the description. Go check it out. Go buy it. They got great non-scented candles for your sexual needs and scented candles for the mood and the ambiance. Also, for you people that need some legal aid, need some help with your law situation, whether it's gun law, whether it's child support, whether it's whatever, let me tell you about the Queen of Law from Charlotte, North Carolina. I'm talking about none other than Mitchell Ferrari. Link is in the description. You can find it on IG, you can find it on Facebook. If you have any legal needs, just go into the description, get the link, and find her. And trust me, the Queen of Law will make sure that you will be taken care of. You feel me? Also, you can check me out 5 days out the week at FullSwapRadio.com, also at SkyHawkApp.TV.com, as well as the BGP LLC app. Now, as you can see, the man, the proprietor of the Porn Star Course, also a well-known porn star in this business. He is a beast in this game, and he is a savage, even though he will eventually be on Savage Smoke for my subscribers on Spotify. The one and only, the porn star from Arizona, AZ Porn Star. Say hello to the smokers.
Hello, everybody. Thank you so much again for having me on. I love doing this show with you.
Oh, no doubt. I love having you on. So before we get back into the other stuff, so tell me about your plans for Exotica Chicago, because that's actually, I think, this coming weekend, ain't it?
Yeah, that is. I hop on a plane Thursday morning and still got a little bit of packing left to do, but nothing too crazy. And it's a lot of setup. So this is the first time I'll be doing a convention, actually having a booth for the course. So just a lot to get set up around that. I have a bunch of collabs set up that I'll be doing there, four or five of them at this point. So it's going to be a busy few days.
Yeah, because you have a booth and you got to shoot. So, so how are you going to balance that? Because I know you're going to have a time where you're going to be at the booth. And then, of course, your shoots or what have you. And you really, like with the booth, you want to be there for a nice long extended time so you can meet and greet with the fans, plus any other male talent that might want to enlist your services to learn the game.
Yeah. You know, one of my superpowers, as I like to call it, and anybody who knows me, anybody that's worked with me or been around me for 5 minutes, knows that my calendar is what I live and die by.
Amen.
And so I have everything, every bit of my life is planned out. It's a little OCD, but I will tell you, it works really well. So I have my shoots booked in the morning before the show opens up. I have some amazing people with me in the booth, helping, you know, people who have questions, you know, sell the course, answer any questions, things like that. So I have my business partners in there. I have two performers as well that are going to be in there. One of them is Cole Daniels, the real cowboy daddy. Okay. And then I have Evie, or Sexy Evie, as she is known. She's a big streamer. And so I'll have both of them in the booth helping myself and my business partners out and just making sure we're answering questions and giving people the information that they need. So that gives me just a little bit of a time where I can kind of sneak out and grab some food and rest up and get ready for the next shoot.
Who are you shooting with?
I do have to apologize. I'm going to go to my calendar. So I'm going to be shooting with, that's the only way I see the information. I was like, I know off the top of my head, but I will be shooting with Monroe Blacks. This is her and I tried to connect last year at Exotica Chicago and it didn't work. So we're going to be shooting this year. I'm going to be shooting with Lola Booty Love. I'm going to be shooting with I'm excited
on the show, people. I usually catch her right after Chicago because I know she has a booth, so I would do an episode with her after Chicago. She's kind of like my Exotica correspondent for Chicago.
That's awesome. Yeah, she's great. Somebody else who I think you've had on the show as well, Lacey Fox.
Yes,
I will be shooting with her, and then Taylor Nicole. So those are the four that I'll be shooting with. Yeah, there's a fifth in the works, but not sure.
I had Taylor Nicole on the show. I know that's gonna be a lot of fun because she is nothing that she don't do.
Yes.
And she anal queen is an understatement.
Yeah.
So I know anal is in the plan.
Oh, that's our scene. So, I mean, listen, I'm not going to give away all the details, but when her and I were talking and I said, listen, you know, one of the things that I always do with any performer, no matter what kind of content they shoot, is I say, what are your do's and don'ts? What's your boundaries? You know, tell me what you're okay doing. And I think she wrote two things as she's like, these are no goes. Everything else is a go. So I was like, and this? And she goes, yep, that's a go. And I was like, and this? And she goes, yep, that's a go. So yeah, it's going to be one of those things. See, where, you know, parts of me are
to work with the girls that don't have a lot of limitations because it's so much you can do with them, you know, period. And it's a whole lot of fun. I know she's going to be a whole lot of fun. Plus, you get to get, because she's into vomiting, so she's into a lot of shit, people. And I know you're going to get the gape.
Yeah.
I know you're going to get the gape.
Oh,
the
absolutely. Gape shot. Yeah. You can't. With somebody like that, absolutely. The gape shot is like on the top of that shot list.
Oh, my goodness. We definitely have to bring him back so we can discuss that. They're going to be in Savage Smoke, though.
I'm I'm excited. These are creators who I've wanted to work with for a while for varying different reasons. You know, and we've tried connecting, you know, over the last year or two, and you know, schedules didn't line up. And so as soon as, like, I'll be candid, I didn't even announce that I was going like I was opening up to shoot at Exotica. Yeah. And I just reached out to these individuals. I was like, hey, I'm going to shoot, but I'm very limited in terms of my shooting. And all four of them were just like, boom, boom, just signed right up. So,
yeah, because one of the biggest concerns that male talents have, more so than females, even though females run across it too, is because it's a convention, there's such situations where shit don't go down. Mm-hmm. People flake, this, that, and the third. So how do you ensure that you wouldn't run into that?
So, you know, that's one of those things. I can't know for sure that they won't flake on me. It mm-hmm. happens. Things come up. The one commitment that I have made when I got back into this as a producer, as talent, mm-hmm. is that if I put something on the calendar, mm-hmm. I will be there without a doubt. And I will be there half an hour early. I will be ready. We will go through everything, because when that shoot time starts, I'm ready at that point. Now, there are extenuating circumstances. If I get sick, I've canceled shoots because I've gotten sick. Listen, I love sharing. I'm not sharing germs, you know, so I don't want to get somebody else sick. So I will cancel that. Or if there's some sort of a family emergency, something that I have to take care of outside of that, I will be there at the shoot. And I have my success rate with that has been 100%.
Yeah. Now, some tell me all your shoots going to get in.
Yeah. I listen. Yeah, that's one of those things I have. And honestly, I'll be candid too. Like, if for whatever reason something doesn't go through, I have a list of people who are like, hey, if you get a cancellation, please let me know. I want to come shoot with you. And that's what happened in these situations. They wanted to shoot.
Oh no, because see, some tell me you also gonna have a couple, like especially if you stay a day over,
mm-hmm.
the holdovers, the people that don't get to leave that day, they're gonna be like, because that's what I missed out on when I went to New Jersey, was I missed out on 3 shoots because I left that Sunday.
Yep.
You know, so I could have probably got the 5 shoots, which taught me a lesson. Bring your own equipment and drive yourself.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I have all my equipment is all packed. I have the bags over there, or the cases and everything over there ready to go. I always go, anytime I do a convention, I always come in a day early and I leave a day late. So, you know, in this case, Exotica is 12 mm-hmm. through 15. I'm there on the 11th, or 12 through 14. I'm mm-hmm. there on the 11th and out on the 15th for that reason.
Oh my goodness. So that's going to be a whole lot of fun. So now, like I said, with you doing the course and everything, we about to have a real serious conversation. So y'all buckle up real quick, because this is going to encompass a whole lot of shit. Recently, and it's been an uptick of people faking tests. Mm-hmm. And I've been seeing it on Twitter a whole lot. Actuality, for some of y'all might want to subscribe to the Premium Smoke Room, because there's conversations like that is going on that's actually became a beef, but I digress. Y'all got to go subscribe to find out about that in Premium Smoke Room on Loyal Fans. But why do you think it's such an uptick of the fake tests?
There's a few reasons. One, you know, I always maintain a lot of, you know, content creators, I'm going to put some quotes around that, you know, are guys that I got a phone, I got a dick, you know, how can I get it wet as quickly as possible? And they come in, they don't understand the testing policies. Number one. Number two, the expense. That's a big, big portion of it, you know, to go and get tested every 14 days here in Arizona, it's $400 to get tested, to get all the proper tests. It's $400. Mm-hmm. That's $800 a month to go and get tested. And when you have people who do flake out on you, you know, mm-hmm. in there, you've paid for tests that, you know, are going to be valid and invalid mm-hmm. in a few days, and you have to get tested again. So the expense is a big piece of it. You know, I think the lack of professionalism is another one. You know, they don't take this business seriously. And so it's like, hey, might as well just fake a test and see if I can squeak it by and do it. The other thing is that they don't want to have to cancel a shoot, because guess what? They've got something and they're not honest about it, you know? And so faking a test is like, boom, I've got a test, here we go. And they can go and shoot still. They don't have to cancel it. They can get the content, they can get their dick wet, whatever the case may be. And, you know, they're putting a ton of other people at risk. So I think there's a variety of factors that go into it. But I think, honestly, cost and lack of respect is probably the two biggest.
Yeah, because I remember a couple of years ago, it was a meltdown. I'm not going to say who his name is. Some of y'all who's probably know who, he from out of New York, he had faked the test. And the thing that I had a conversation with somebody, they was like, well, he probably caught some. I said, no, I don't think it was that. Because one, which I get to this argument in a minute, it wasn't that he was dirty. He probably didn't have the money for the TTS. And because the girls he wanted to shoot wouldn't accept nothing else. And at the time, there was no clear. There was no Empower. It was either CET or TTS.
Yep.
And both of them are expensive.
Yeah. Yeah, they are.
And some girls would not accept. They won't even accept the lab court test that you might would just get with just a independent company. Like, girls are dead serious about that TTS.
Yeah. You know, yeah, 100%. And that's, and honestly, rightfully so, that's their right, you know? And I know a lot of performers, and again, I talk about this in the course. What's the difference between going to get tested with your PCP, your primary care physician, and a service like TTS or Clear or something like that? And you can get the same exact test that TTS does.
Yeah.
You know, I know I do. I get tested every 2 weeks through my PCP. Mm-hmm. But if somebody's like, I can't accept that, I need you to go through TTS, I have no problem doing that. It's the same test, everything else, but they require TTS. Mm-hmm. And, you know, it's their choice. And so if they want and require a TTS test, then they're doing that for a reason. And not all creators are like that. Some are, you know, will accept a PCP test and everything, but, you know, they are putting a barrier around themselves to protect themselves, you know? Yeah. And if that's what they require, then yeah, you know, that's what's needed. And I agree, you know, it's, they look at it and go, well, I really want
to. And see too, also, this is the other thing that you didn't mention that no one thinks about. When I got into this game, even I knew I had to be tested. Even it was not the health department. The reason why, because the level of chick that I was trying to deal with was going to expect that. Actually, when I talked to them, they told me. They said, I accept the health department test. It was back in the day where health department was cool.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? 30 days was cool. Not no more.
No,
it damn near got to be 3 days nowadays.
I mean, listen, honestly, I mean, I'm personally getting to the point where I might start requiring 7 days, you know, and I know there's been some talk about it, but, you know, I have my business to think about. I have the people that I work with in that business, and I have my personal life that I have to be mindful of. And if people aren't, you know, holding themselves and the people that they work with to a higher standard, I want to make sure that I'm doing what I can to at least protect myself.
And see, I keep saying this. We are the only entertainment entity or genre, whatever you want to call it, at the end of the day, where motherfuckers don't come in with their head on their shoulders. And what I mean by that is this. I came from the music industry. Y'all know about it. From day one, smokers, y'all already know. Y'all done heard some of the songs and everything. I walked in already knowing if I want to get a deal, I want to get on the radio, I got to go to an actual studio. Mm-hmm. I got to get a professional studio. What would the music thing did? Fruit Loops. That when Fruit Loops was Fruit Loops was the shit. People.
Yep.
You know what I'm saying? If we wanted an actual single, had to go to a complete studio. We had to go to the studio that was in Hillsboro. It was in the cut, in the woods. Yeah. Yep. Yeah. It was official. You feel me? You know, period. I knew that if I want to play with the big dogs, if I want to be able to sit here and open up for the big dogs, we had to have big dog looking shit. Mm-hmm. I couldn't, when I went on the boat to during a convention when Missy Elliott was having up in Portsmouth, right? I can't have them no whack-ass motherfucking take. That shit had to be professional grade for them to take it seriously. Now, how do I bring this back to porn? You dudes come in, y'all want pussy so bad, and you want the porn pussy. Well, then, if that was your motivation, I'll let you, I'm just for sake of argument, smart thing. If she says she want a TTS, then guess what, nigga? Saddle up that $300 to $400 goddamn dollars out of that. Because at the end of the day, the problem is that these guys want the star girls, but they're not willing to do the things to get the star girls. And that's where the problem lies.
Yeah. Yeah, I agree. 100% I agree on that one. Yeah. It's in a way, it is investing in yourself to get where you want to go. And you can't just expect to just somebody, you know, to just pull you along. I see this in DMs all the time. I have a lot of female creators who share DMs that they get, you know, and these guys are like, oh, you know, hey, baby, help me get into porn. I really want to do porn, you know, all this other stuff. And it's like, why should they be the ones that help bring you along? Like, why aren't you stepping up and going, hey, this is what I bring to the table. This is why you should work with me, not why, you know, I feel that I should work with you. And that's where the mindset's got to change.
Yeah, because like a young lady who I'm about to interview, she's a cosplayer. We all know about the IG models. Every last one of them, your favorite IG model, have a couple of fuck videos up there. Nine out of ten is their boyfriend or dude they dating, right? These dumb niggas see that shit. They're not thinking because she's not a porn star. Because she's not an official porn star. They're not thinking that she's fucking a homeboy or she's fucking her boyfriend. They just see her fucking. Not rich. So they think, okay, well then shit, it's once again that easy. Not realizing. Is it what y'all dumbasses don't get? Not realizing that she's not a professional. She's doing this shit just to have a video up there for y'all to fucking buy. Because y'all just ain't gonna buy her twerking or looking cute. So she got to have something there, whether it's fetish, whether she get butt naked with a dildo, she gotta have something sexual. That's every last one of them motherfuckers. I wish these ladies stop acting like, stop looking at us porn stars, side-eyed when y'all doing the same shit that we're doing. That's why you got OnlyFans, babe. But I digress. But the point, but to get to the point I'm trying to make is, when they see this, now they really don't take the business seriously because she's not a porn star. Because remember when we saw porn, me and you from the same ilk, they were porn stars. You never saw no amateurs. And that's what people don't get. I don't remember an amateur porn star because she became a porn star.
Exactly. It was a very interesting. I mean, you had back in the day, you had some like people who were creative with technology and they put their own tapes together, their own DVDs together. But the majority of what you saw there was all studio produced, even if it was amateur, if it had the label amateur. And all that meant was that maybe the camera techniques were a little wobbly, not as, you know, clean cut. Maybe they didn't have as many scenes under their belt, but they were still a porn star.
They didn't have no role play. They cut the role play part off and just ran the damn sex scene. There you go. Yep. Amateur.
Yeah, that was it. But they were still a porn star. They were still a porn star. Yeah,
because even when I think about when I look at this day and age, that's where the problem lies. Because we have more work stoppages in this era. Even though the STI probably was eventually going to come into existence, I feel it came to existence more so because of the saturation.
Oh yeah, I don't doubt that.
You know, period. You know, even to the swab. They won't swab it back in the day.
No. I mean, listen, the swab, what was MGen, you know? And even then, the tests that they were doing then are not as comprehensive as the tests that they're doing now. They were mainly checking for HEP and they were checking for HIV. Yeah. Like, you know, they would throw syphilis in there, but they weren't checking for as much then as they are now. And the tests that, you know, continue to increase and, you know, add more on as we discover more and, you know, things mutate and whatnot.
Yeah, because see, the thing about it, even to the point where you had the East Coast had their shit, the West Coast had theirs. So it was kind of like they would, I'm not going to say, you know, intermingling because East Coast girls went over there and worked in the West Coast and vice versa. But there wasn't a lot of motherfuckers doing it. There would have never been no Miss B Nasty. For you to know Miss B Nasty, she had to go shoot with a major company.
Yeah. Yep.
And see, that's why I think it lies. So these dudes, because now they see, okay, I want to shoot with a Google Fuck Me. I want to shoot with the Lacey Fox. I want to shoot with this chick. Okay, she tell me, help. She tells me TTS. Let me tell you where they do. Let me tell you how they end up faking the test. This is the funniest part. Y'all dumb motherfuckers, I never understood this. Let me take my glasses off. Why the fuck do you post your fucking test results on your timeline? That is business. Business paperwork.
Mm-hmm.
Why y'all putting y'all business out on Front Street? Just like y'all tell people how much y'all make. And then y'all get mad when the celebrities come and fuck up everything. Okay, I'm done. Yeah. Go ahead and speak.
Yeah, I mean, listen, I agree on that stuff. And it's just, I don't understand why somebody would purposely put somebody else's health at risk. And so there's two things that I talk about in the course related to STI testing. One is, don't ever fucking fake your results. It is altering medical records and it is illegal. So that's number one. Number two is, if you shoot with somebody knowing that you had something, you provided false documentation of such, that then is something that that performer can go after for, it's considered assault. And so now they can go after you for assault. So
federal.
Yeah.
Federal, not state.
Yeah.
Federal. Just make this clear.
And it just like, and you're putting yourself at risk from a legal standpoint. You're putting somebody else's health at risk from that standpoint. And then whoever they are partnered with and whoever they work with. You know, I had to cancel. Luckily she really understood. And so when I had my situation where I had to cancel shoots and contact people because I didn't know my status, I reached out to her and I said, our shoot was like 2 weeks later. And I'm like, listen, I don't know my status right now. I'm telling you, I know our shoot's 2 weeks later, but I don't know my status right now. And if I go and get tested, I'm still concerned that I might be within the incubation period. And so my test would come back negative, but I don't feel comfortable shooting with you because then my test is negative, but the incubation period happens after. And guess what? Now I am positive and I pass it to you. And I said, I do not want to ruin anything that you have going on. I don't want to upset your personal relationships. And she tells me, she goes, you are like the fifth person in all the years I've been doing this who has ever proactively told me about something with tests to help protect. And she goes, that is few and far between in this business. So for all of your listeners, I'm going to give you this one piece of amazing advice is, be better than everybody else. Be better than what this industry is doing right now. And I tell you, it will set you apart more than anything else. Communicate better. Take your testing seriously. Shoot professionally. Do all of the things that nobody else is doing. And I guarantee you, you will be successful in this business. People will want to work with you because there's so many people coming into this industry who just don't give a shit about anybody other than themselves. And it shows in their work. It shows in their communication. It shows in the way they handle themselves. And it's not professional. Just do a little bit more than everybody else. Raise those standards for yourself. And I promise you, you will be successful doing this.
You see, it's also why you in this. Because a lot of them dudes that do their shit, they in it for pussy. Because it's about the pussy. The only reason why they fake that test, because they don't want to miss out on their pussy.
Mm-hmm.
You know, period. But here's the sad part. And yeah, I say sad, and I know y'all going to be like, no, you shouldn't think that way when it comes to someone that caught something or anything like that. Y'all are lucky that y'all in this day and era. Because if your ass came up with motherfucking crabs, anything, your career, done.
No.
Blackballed.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean,
I done seen many of the top talent that came up.
Yeah. And back in that day, like, if you were shooting porn, you weren't doing shit outside of that. The only time you got sex is when you were shooting, period. Like, that was it. Because you didn't want to get on the blackballed or on the blacklist. And I mean, honestly, now there's a number of creators. I'm in a bunch of different groups where we maintain blacklists for this very reason. People who fake those tests, we're like, boom, we put it on. You know, we try and find out the person's real information, you know, so their actual name, not because everybody can change their Twitter handles and all that shit. We find out their real name. We put them on that list. And we've been working diligently. And I say, you know, that's myself and the people who are of the same mindset in educating, you know, new people coming into this business going, listen, if you're a guy who's going to fake your test, you're going to wind up on this list and nobody's going to work with you. And then all of the women coming into the industry is, before you work with somebody, check this list, or don't work with somebody who hasn't been personally verified by somebody else in the group, you know. And then that way we cut down on a lot of this crap, and we start to put a bubble around, we start to protect the people in this industry, and again, raise those standards.
Yeah, because it, especially if you're doing content trade, you're guaranteed to get some pussy, and for the ladies to get some dick and quality.
Yeah.
So why not do it to where you are at least come out safe? Because see, I'm going to tell you what's funny. The content trade house is an old concept. It's just Hollywood did it before the independent did it. Mm-hmm. And what they did was it was called quarantine. They grabbed everybody who they're supposed to shoot.
Yep. Make them go leaving the house. Yep.
Take that ass to the.
Yep.
And even if they fuck before the test came back, it's that crew.
Yeah.
It's that crew. Yep. So if you fucking anything, you fucking who you working with tomorrow, and you know they clean.
Correct.
You know, period. Because they ain't want to take the risk of them motherfuckers, because, you know, they coming to Miami, California, go to the club, get drunk, and next year, you know.
Yep. No, in those days, it was, I mean, they'd have mansions. There'd be a lot of production that went into it. So a lot of expense. Everybody would come to the house. They're like, you want to party? You party here. You want to fuck? You fuck here. You know, you're not going to go out and do it. You're not leaving this property until we are done with the production run. And that's it. That's the way it was. And you understood that that's how it had to be to make sure that all of the money and the time invested for everybody was worth it. And the production and the product that came out the other side wasn't, you know, was able to happen. It wasn't, you know, kind of shelved because, you know, something happened. So yeah, no, I agree. I mean, honestly, that's a bunch of the people here in Arizona. We've got a really good group of creators here in Arizona that, you know, we've talked about that same thing as, like, you know, maybe we work on getting rapid testing. We get the good, valid rapid testing. Everybody comes in on a Thursday, gets tested on that Thursday. You know, we get Friday to kind of like plan things out, figure it out. And then Saturday, Sunday, Monday, we shoot and everybody goes home on Tuesday, you know?
So shoot. So now what's the thing with your course when it comes to making money? Yeah, I know guys do their research or what have you that they didn't know.
That they didn't know when it comes to making money. So the biggest thing that a lot of people don't understand is when you post the videos online. So I have a tech background. So this is where some of this comes from. When you post the videos online, the mini vids and things like that, they look at your title, they look at your descriptions, they look at your keywords, and that's how you come up in the searches. And it's not a set and forget. It is a track your numbers. So this is something that we talk about, is tracking your numbers. But when you know your numbers, when you know what's working, what's not, then you can tweak things. And so this is something that I do on a weekly basis. I take my 5 lowest performing videos and I go in and I adjust the titles. I adjust the description in there. I update the keywords and I put it back up. And every single week, those videos get additional sales. Those videos now get additional sales, lead to other videos getting sales, because the keywords that people are searching for are always changing. Pornhub puts out a great report at the end of every year of all, like, you know, what keywords were popular, what moved up and what moved down. you know, and if you're tracking that information, you know what's working, and you can very easily dial in and make a ton of money by posting frequently, updating those titles, updating the keywords, updating the descriptions, and making sure that you're fresh and relevant to what people are searching for.
Mm. Now, we about to have a real good conversation to end this show. Because we got a male talent who does content trade. So, now, a lot of ladies have been disenchanted, per se, with boy-girl content, content trade. And part of it is upset of how guys post and where they post the videos. Mm-hmm. Now, one, how do you feel when it comes to a female that have restrictions on where you can post it for you to work with her?
You know, that's something early on in the communication that I work on and I make sure that we hash out, because I've worked with a number of creators who are like, I only post on OnlyFans, or I only post here. Mm-hmm. And I have the conversation, I go, well, I don't post on OnlyFans, but I post here and here. Do we have any issues where we're posting? And if there's a mismatch and she goes, well, you can only post on OnlyFans, you can't post anyplace else, I then make a business decision, because she has made one for herself. She goes, I don't want my videos anyplace else other than OnlyFans or Fansly, whatever the case may be. And mm-hmm. that is her right. That is her a business decision that works for her. Does it work for me? No. Now mm-hmm. I have the chance at that point to go, you know what? This isn't a good fit. We're not going to be able to work together. Mm-hmm. I've had other creators that I work with who go, listen, I don't want any nudity. I don't want you showing my pussy. I don't want you showing my tits outside of a paywall. And so I go, okay, great. Again, we talk about this up front. So when I shoot the content, guess what? I'm shooting, so I get enough clips of us clothed and doing things leading to the action. Maybe it stops mm-hmm. just as I pull the bra down, mm-hmm. just enough to entice people, but I'm not violating her boundaries and her desires. Mm-hmm. It comes down to that communication up front. You don't get blinded by, I need to work with this person, I need to work with this person, and you just go, yes, 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 yes. And then you try and figure out everything after the fact, because then that just makes for bad business. She's upset mm-hmm. with you because you're wanting to post it somewhere, you know, mm-hmm. and she doesn't want you to post it there, or vice versa. Communication up front. Figure out what you want in your business, what works for you and your model. I only post in two places. And now as I'm, you know, my much older content, I'm starting to put out there, and I've had talent ask me, do you post on Pornhub? And I go, yes, but I only post a 30-second preview on the free side. The full video is still behind a paywall. I won't put a full video outside of a paywall.
Yeah.
And so, you know, you have to communicate with your co-star up front and be okay with saying, hey, we're going to disagree on how we're going to approach this, and so we can't work together. You can't go, well, I'm just going to shoot with her and figure it out later on, or I'm going to shoot with her and disregard what she said and do it anyways, because that's my copy of the content. It's not how this works.
Now, the other part of the conversation that I had with ladies is about premium content sites. Now, what I mean by that, so people understand, Fab House, Model Hub, someone like that, it's, they pay a certain amount. It's like a Netflix thing. Mm-hmm. They pay a subscription, then they go in, they can watch unlimited everybody shit that might have an X Videos account, Pornhub account, so forth and so forth. And you make a little bit higher percentage with the video shares. Mm-hmm. A lot of females have issues with that because they consider that posting it someplace free. Or it's for free.
Yeah, you know, and it's still technically behind a paywall, because the people who go to those premium memberships, Pornhub, Fab House, whatever the case may be, they still have to pay to be there. What it comes down to ultimately for everybody is, how can I make the most money off of this as possible? And they feel like, well, if I'm just throwing it out there, then it's a free to everybody, and I, as the co-star, can't make the money off of it. So what I have done in my business is I don't post anything on those premium view share type of sites like Fab House or Porno Premium until the scene, when it was originally released, is at least a year and a half old. So that means a scene I release today will not show up on Pornhub until a year and a half from now, 18 months. And honestly, that's going to start getting a little bit longer, but 18 months from now, before that shows up on there, that gives both of us plenty of time to make money off of it on our subscription sites, on the paper video sites and things like that before it goes out. And I encourage them to post the video on the premium site. And the reason being is because your older content is not going to get as much love and as many sales as time goes on.
Yeah.
It's not fresh. It's not relevant, you know? And so by putting that content out there, you're making money off of the views on it for people who are just kind of bouncing around. So that's number one. You're making money off of older content that you may not make money off of otherwise. And then it also becomes a great marketing tool because guess what? If you are doing what I tell you to do in the course on how to brand your content, your scenes, people are going to go, I want to see more of this. Let me go to their website. Let me go to their OnlyFans. Let me go to however you've branded that. Let me go find more. And guess what? Now you have subscribers. Because I asked my subscriber, how'd you find me? And some of them are like, hey, I just saw some of your earlier videos on Pornhub and I want to check out your new stuff. And guess what? You know, $400 or $500 later, you know, they've bought a whole bunch of my most recent stuff. So, you know, it's important to know how to make money, but do it the right way. So you're not just giving stuff away for free.
And see, that is the kicker right there. Because I said this a long time ago. I said I could take one scene and make money off of five ways. I broke down five ways one time, but I probably forgot all that I said. It's been so many years since I said it. But just the thing that you said is okay, for example, when I came in the game, of course, as producer, we was also the manager. We helped the girls get the websites, all that shit. So my deal with the girls was simply this, because they came to film on a regular basis. All the scenes that are shot immediately goes to your site first. Mm-hmm. Out of what you shot, they say she shot 15 scenes. Out of that week, out of that session, out of 15, I get to use three. And I get to choose the three that I use out of that session. So if she keep coming back, you know, it kind of adds up regardless. But how I choose is based off of how it does on her site.
Yeah.
So basically, practically, I'm posting and I'm giving her a head start.
Yeah.
And the reason why I say this is because a lot of these dudes, which comes to this question. Why the fuck these ladies should worry? Because they're going to end up making more money off this damn scene than the dude anyway. Mm-hmm.
Oh, 100%.
Why should they worry about it? Why should they worry about it? Because I'm playing devil's advocate, ladies. So calm down, hold your titties. Ladies' traffic is not the same as the men.
Yeah.
Women's going to make more money with that scene than men will because we're going to attract more of the LGBTQ than the straight. They're going to get the straight. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and trust me, it's more the straight than the LGBTQ that will buy porn. I digress. So, because of that, and because they're coming because of you, not because of who you fucking, because just to see you, you're going to make more money off the scene. But a lot of these females, because, which proves my point, the game, the money, it can be funny. Now y'all thinking about them content trades and where the dude's placing it. And guess what? In my opinion, y'all shouldn't. Because at the end of the day, if you're on your due diligence, you ain't worried about where he making money because you're going to beat him out anyway.
Yeah, it is way different traffic. The creators that I've worked with, and guys, I'm going to give you this little bit of insight. Is that if you help her make more money, so be less concerned about how quickly you can get it out, where it's going to go. You help her make more money. Guess what? She's going to come back and shoot with you over and over because the scene is quality. She makes a lot. That's what it is. And so now you're building up a library. You're working with somebody. You're building a good rapport. But in the end, she is always going to make more money off of a scene than he will, because you're right. It is a very different audience. A lot of my audience is gay men, bisexual men who, I mean, listen, I get hit up all the time going, hey, how can I be her in the scene? I'm like, listen, you know, not my content yet, you know? But they live vicariously, you know, I do have some people that live vicariously through me. They're like, listen, mm-hmm. I just replaced you and I put me there. Mm-hmm. But the people who are going to the women's side of it is because they're there for her. They want to see her. And so they're the people spending the money are going to spend more money on her anyways, because it's that little bit, like if I just spend a little bit more, maybe she'll pay attention to me. Maybe I could be that guy in the scene. There's always that hope. And that's what the guys are paying for. They're paying for what could be. Yes. And the women have a much tighter control over that. And I, you know, hey, go for it. Make all that money. You know?
But see, the thing about it is that it's like when I hear the argument with women come with that, where he's putting it on his OnlyFans, he only charging three, so they ain't gonna wanna come to my site to see the scene because he's charging three. Okay, can we be completely honest here, people? It takes more than one goddamn scene for you to get a check off of any of these sites, babe. You better have at least 10 scenes on your shit, honestly. Yeah. Because you got some dude that sit there and wait till you get to a certain amount of scenes, that when they subscribe.
Yeah. Yeah. And that's what I tell people too. I'm like, listen, if you're just starting out in this business, you want to get 10 scenes under your belt and a variety of scenes too. It can't be the same shit either. You know, when I had my credentials, I'm on DVDs, I've been featured, like I have credentials from the past. Yeah. But when I started in the content creation, everybody's like, well, we don't know who you are. And so I had to go and I created a variety of videos, you know, and I worked with people that I knew, people who were okay doing this. I created some solo videos of me just fucking stroking it, because you have to give people a variety to go, okay, I want to see more from this person. And once I gained traction, then it took off. So I always recommend start with at least 10 scenes for sure.
Yeah. Because the thing about it is, I understand where the girl's coming from, okay? It's, okay, I'm just going to say it. It's y'all fault. You want to know why, ladies? I'm going to tell you the reason why it's y'all fault. Y'all the ones decide to want to do $3 for the next 30 spots. Y'all the ones decide y'all want a discount. You want to know why? We dudes, we're not discounting shit.
Yeah.
We don't discount shit. No, we want all our money. Y'all love shortchanging each other. And that's why. So now y'all upset. Y'all want to chastise the guy because he want to put it on the premium side of a site when you got a straight up free OnlyFans. Make it make sense sometimes, ladies.
It's one of those things when it becomes commoditized, it's a race to the bottom. It's a race to who can charge the least amount. And in some of the conversations I've had, I understand why they do it. The lower the price, the higher the volume, the more chances for upsells and things like that. So I do get that perspective. But the problem is that if you're consistently priced down there, then the next person who's just starting is like, well, I have to try and beat her out so I can get some subscribers and everything. And so you're in all reality, you're competing against each other.
Yeah.
And you are racing instead of trying to lift each other up. You're essentially tearing each other down to the bare minimum. And as a guy, I completely agree with you. My prices, I have two price points. Yeah. I have the premium. It's the most expensive. There's no discount on it. You get access to all my stuff. And then I have what I call my cheapy plan, which is still three or four times more expensive than what most people are charging on average. And that you only get 4 weeks worth of content and it rotates in and out. That's all that you get, because my stuff is a premium. My viewer is going to be a different type of consumer. But you have to remember that at some point, and this is what I teach people, both men and women, is you have to know what your costs are. Because if a scene, if your time to produce a scene, which is get ready for it, do your hair, do your nails, you know, get your test done, all this other stuff, add those costs up. I guarantee you, your cost for a scene is going to be anywhere between $400 and $900 to actually put together with everything that you do. That is your cost in time, material, whatever. If you are pricing everything at rock bottom, it's going to take you forever to just recoup the cost mm-hmm. from that one shoot.
No, see, girls think it's still the pandemic era.
It's not.
It's not. People outside now, baby. Because, yeah, because that's, because it was like, I didn't say that to any of the ladies, and I don't want another lady that was saying that to me take what I said to heart. I'm not saying that. But it's just something for you to think on, something for you to smoke over. Like the podcast, smoke this over. Just smoke this over for a second. You complain to this dude about where he's placing his shit, right? But you want him to place it only on the OnlyFans because, okay, the argument is, this is the only place that I got, this is the only place that I put it, blah, 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 blah. Okay, that's all well and good. But at the same token, you put it on two different OnlyFans account. Only why you got two, because I just figured it out, they won't let you have one that can do the same. They used to, but they killed that because they want more traffic. See, they got smart. So now you have one that's free and one that's a subscription. So what makes your situation better than what the hell he doing by putting on a premium? Now, I can understand the argument of putting on the X video completely free. No.
Yeah.
No. But if he's a premium content, like a premium shit like that, that's totally fucking different. You feel what I'm saying? But to me, ladies, y'all don't need to trip for so much because y'all already selling y'all shit for cheap. So how the hell you gonna be mad at him?
And when you're working with somebody in a collaborative sense, it should be collaborative all the way through the process. Not just when you film the scene. It should be collaborative after. How are you both working together to help promote each other? Yeah. How are you both working together to make sure that you maximize it as much as possible? You have to, these are conversations that start before you ever film the scene, and they continue long after you film the scene. That is how you become successful in this business, and you wind up working with quality people and honestly making a lot of money doing it.
Yeah, because I mean, isn't that wrong with negotiating, you know, period, but to completely restrict us as men on how we make our money. Like I said, no, don't get it twisted. Like if a girl say, I don't want you to post no tits and ass. Okay, fine. Guess what, boo-boo? Don't get mad when we got to do a fucking pretty girl photo shoot. Don't get attitude. No, I don't want to hear it. You say you don't want me to post your pussy and pic. Then that means we got to do pictures as well as video.
Yep.
You know, period. Yep. You know, like I said, to me, I get both sides of the fence, but I come from the ilk where it don't fucking matter. You get you and I get me. I already know walking in, you're going to get you over me, you know, period. Because the business is made for women to be the stars. They are the stars. We are the co-stars. Only reason why you know AZ porn star, he fucked the right chicks. And that's a fact. It no shade to anybody. Yeah. The reason why I'm most known unknown, who I fucked a lot of busted baby doll chicks. So yeah. I'm just saying. So it's kind of like, I think all that conversation sometimes to me is just cynical. But it is what it is, man.
Yeah, it's the business. You got to be real with yourself as to what's going to work, what's not going to work, and where you stand it. And honestly, what you want for your business. I tell people this all the time. Figure out what you want for your business and do that. If it doesn't line up with somebody, if somebody is not your style, if they don't like the way you look, whatever the case may be, that's okay. You do you in your business, and they're going to do them in their business. And sometimes that comes together amazingly well, and sometimes you stay on parallel paths. Both of those are completely acceptable and correct, because you have to figure out, don't be doing this in the business, because you're never going to find who you are, and you're going to falter a lot faster because you're going to do one thing over here and then you're going to go back in the opposite direction. Figure out what you want to do.
But see, I'm going to say this. I mean it like this. See, y'all ladies complain about where the dude put it up for free, this, that, and third, right? Right now, I go on X videos. I can find 25 profiles that got my shit for free. it ain't stopped my money once.
Mm-hmm.
Smoke that over. So with that being said, we're at the end of a wonderful one. God held this man up for an hour. So with that being said, AZ, tell everybody one where they can become a student and learn the game from the sensei and where they can spend money on you, buddy.
All right. So as the shirt says, it's the Porn Star Course. Super easy. Just thepornstarcourse.com. One place you can go. Whole page has got a whole bunch of everything that we're offering in the course. So you get a real good overview on it. And if you go to sign up on there, the coupon code is Smokers Podcast. Put that in and we'll save you 25% off of the course thing. And so, and honestly, and this is the thing, the course is lifetime. This is not a monthly charge like your Netflix and everything else that people are charging fucking monthly for. This is a one-time price. You get lifetime access to the course and everything that I add to it. And I will tell you this, my paperwork alone is worth over $2,500 because I've had three different attorneys go through it. It is a solid 2257 model release, boundaries and consent form, everything that you need to protect yourself to make sure that you've got the information you need. That alone is $2,500. And I give that to you because I want you to be successful in this course. But everything else is lifetime. Every update I make to my paperwork, to the course, anything that gets added from feedback that I get, you have access to the moment I add it. I'm not charging extra for any of this updated information. You pay once, you get this information forever as the industry changes.
See, there you go, people. So for all you guys that smokers that are listening, they want to break into this business, I suggest you spend the money and go check out his course, man, because he's going to teach you some real shit. And I guarantee you, if you do everything this man says and breaks it down to you, you'll be successful. Trust and believe, because you're talking to an OG that's been in 15 years. Everything he's saying, I done did. So I know it will fucking work, people. I'm still making money in my sleep right now. I'm retired.
That's it. That's it. You got you have to invest in yourself. And you can't come in and just expect all of this stuff to be handed to you in this business. Invest in yourself. It pays off dividends on the end.
Say no more. So with that being said, you know how we end this every day, all day. Life is a learning experience. What's the point of the experience if you haven't learned anything? Smoke this over. AZ, say goodbye to him.
I appreciate you. Thank you so much.
No doubt.